Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 4. Jesus Christ is King! February 6, 2006. From God the Father, a letter given to Timothy for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord God, Jesus is the Lamb who is called Christ. Behold, I have proclaimed him from the beginning, for he is the beginning and the ending. To him have I given complete authority over life and death, redemption and condemnation. For worthy is the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. Yeshua is the gift. In him is life. All others lead only to darkness and death, a fleeing away from the true light, which is Christ Jesus. For he is the wonderful new thing born of a virgin, as it was and is written. Behold, he is the fulfillment of all things, the only Messiah and Lord, fulfilling all written and spoken of him from the beginning, the very same as God, begotten as the Son, Emmanuel. He is also the Word, which is and was and is to come, the Word of God Almighty. For by the word are you saved, and by the same word shall the wicked be slain therein. For they have rejected the word of life, and want no part with he who created them. Thus they have chosen death, and not life. Their inheritance is lost, blotted out. For he who was smitten by God gave himself up to the smiters, that all nations under God might be saved through him, which is the foundation and fulfillment of all prophecy, the end of which is the kingdom. For he is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And by him alone shall you enter in, sharing in his joy, forever and ever. For this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. For as the stars in the heavens are beyond the numbering of men, a glory beyond understanding, so also is he called Christ and Jesus, who being the only begotten of the Father, is also the fulfillment of the word of God and the prophets throughout all generations, the fulfillment of which is beyond the reason and comprehension of man's calculations fulfilled in a single man. For these things fulfilled in the Son of Man, being mentioned in few, let it be for a sign to awaken the slumberers. And to those of greater understanding, who have been awakened to the knowledge of these things fulfilled in the Son of Man, prophesied, coming to light as a multitude, let it be a wonder. Yet to my children, who are fully awake, who have received the knowledge and love of the truth, that indeed the Christ, called Jesus, fulfills all, in every sense, in all manner, every word written, every word spoken, every action within and without, being altogether the all in all of all things, let it be truth undeniable, causing all, both great and small, rich and poor, bond and free, to bow down before him, calling him Lord. For this truth is an emblazoned torch, a waving banner, an ensign to all generations, beyond all question. For he is who he is, and there is none like him. Jesus the Christ, the Lord of Sabaoth, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Jesus is the Christ. Yeshua is the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, the God of all creation, the one and only true God, the Almighty. I have spoken it, and so it is forever and ever. Speak of another, or deny his name, and suffer the wrath of God, which shall be poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. For behold, the Messiah had come and is returning. Lo, he is coming very quickly, and shall also appear, his glory revealed. Watch, therefore, and behold the mighty and awesome power of the Holy One of Israel. He shall sit upon the throne of his glory, and every knee shall bow. For my will shall be done on earth, as in heaven. Behold, my kingdom comes, and is very near. And his name is Yahushua, Ha Mashiach, also being called Jesus and Christ, the Lord.